Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Need fast, reliable car care in Greenwood? Visit Pennzoil Lube & Go on Highway 82 West behind Allstate Insurance. Get a quality oil change plus free mount and balance with the purchase of four tires. Family owned and operated, we handle brakes, AC service, and more. Pennzoil Lube & Go, where we go the extra mile.
Welcome in, everybody, to this Saturday edition, early Saturday morning edition of the Rebel Report podcast. My name is Michael Borky. I just realized that it looks like I'm wearing the same shirt as last time, but that's okay. We'll get through it. And I'm really glad that you guys are here. Just quick thoughts after Ole Miss falls to North Carolina in game one of the College World Series. They will play Troy on Sunday at 1 o'clock in the elimination game. Hunter Elliott obviously going to go in that one with the season on the line. 6-2, the final score. Again, Ole Miss a loser to North Carolina in this game. We'll talk about just, again, some quick thoughts about what I saw from Ole Miss last night, moving forward, et cetera, et cetera. Great crowd. You guys traveled really well, sounded really loud on TV. I mean, you knew that you were going to travel well. I saw a Texas fan say that there are more Ole Miss fans on their flight out of Dallas than Texas fans on the way to Omaha. So you guys, as a fan base, collectively showed up yesterday. Unfortunately, the Bats did not. And so we'll talk about that and more on this edition of the podcast. I'm glad you're here. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search Rebel Report and subscribe. If you like what you hear, and leave a rating and a review, I would appreciate that. So this is a special edition, but I still want to tell you about College Corner right here. Scan that QR code if you want any Omaha College World Series merch. CollegeCornerStore.com is the website. Also, that QR code right there will just take you right to it. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, Mississippi. Anything you need under one roof, anything you need for your home, inside or outside, your hunting property, your land, and 0% financing on all of the John Deere tractors and lawnmowers that they've got right there at Scruggs. Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, 601-823-3500 for all of your auto, home, life, or business insurance anywhere in Mississippi. Priority One Bank and Advantage Business Systems, absms.com for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. All right, quick box score. Look, 6-2, North Carolina beats Ole Miss. Dom Decker got the scoring started in the third with that double scoring Braden Randall. Then you had a home run in the sixth from North Carolina. Uttermark on a 3-0 count with a single, the rare Uttermark single, to get Ole Miss that 2-1 lead into the seventh. And then North Carolina was able to take advantage of a couple of walks. Then they take the lead, and then you had the 3-run home run in the eighth, where North Carolina scored their sixth run. Ole Miss could not get anything done in the ninth. 6-2, the final score. Dom Decker had a couple of hits. Uttermark had that big single at the time, for sure. Owen Paino had a couple of hits. Randall had the one that I mentioned as well. Reuter had a hit. Ole Miss had eight altogether, doubles from Decker. He had two of them and one from Braden Randall. Taylor Rabe got the start, 5 2/3, only gave up a couple of hits and one run, did strike out seven, walked four. More on that later. Hudson Calhoun, not a banner night for him, only got one out, but gave up two runs and did walk a couple. Walker Hooks, again, not his best night either. Two complete, gave up three runs on three hits. Did strike out one. DeCaro, you knew he was going to be good. And Ole Miss made him work a little bit, but still, only five hits, two earned runs, did walk three. But, I mean, you guys saw it. That was the matchup you didn't want to see. You wanted to see Lynch. They went ahead and went with their ace, and he was spectacular last night. And then the door was shut there in the final 2 1/3 innings. Ole Miss offense just not good enough last night. But let's start with pitching. I was a little surprised to see it. It was the right move. It was the right decision from Mike Bianco. We talked all week. I was kind of dismissive of the idea that Rabe would get the start because at this point in the postseason that they hadn't pitched off, and we talked through it, right? But I was riding the fence as well. I said two episodes ago, I think, definitely said on the radio show that I would go with Rabe. I don't think they're going to go with Rabe. And it was the right call, wrong result, right decision. I saw some very little, honestly, social media commentary. I don't think the fan base at large feels this way, but it was the right move going with Taylor Rabe. That was Ole Miss's best chance to get into the winner's bracket last night was to go with their best pitcher, and that clearly is Rabe, especially against DeCaro. And now, I mean, look, if you're looking for a silver lining, something positive to feel after last night's result, Hunter Elliott against Troy in an elimination game, that's a pretty good arm to be throwing in that spot. You know what I mean? It's not like they're up a creek without a paddle. They are, as far as guys that you're throwing in an elimination game against Troy, there's very few pitchers like Hunter Elliott that can be in that spot and get you back with an opportunity to go face North Carolina or West Virginia. And because of the breaks that you get in the College World Series, you know, if you can get that win tomorrow, you can eventually go back to Rabe with the championship series on the line. So, you know, it's not ideal. Obviously, losing and being out of the loser's bracket is not as good as being in the winner's bracket. Breaking news, more at 11. That's why I get paid the big bucks. But having Elliott for this game is certainly not the worst thing in the world. But it was the right decision. It just didn't work out. Rabe was really good, but North Carolina, this lineup, man, is impressive. And I thought he got squeezed a couple of times too. I'm not a big fan of complaining about officiating or umpiring. I don't like that. That is not why Ole Miss lost last night. I did think, though, Rabe got squeezed a little bit there, but he did have four walks, and then Hooks hit a guy as well. I mean, almost had six walks and a hit by pitch. And Bianco talked about that after the game some. That was really the difference in this one. Rabe couldn't extend because of those walks. Now, he worked out of them beautifully. He pitched great last night, all things considered. But North Carolina made him work. He couldn't get into the seventh. 108 pitches in just those 5 2/3. But it was the walks that were the killers. And as a result, he couldn't extend. But he pitched really well last night. Like I said before, the result does not mean that the decision was the incorrect one. And I mean, if you think, I mean, like me, when even in a game like this where the offense just did not show up for Ole Miss, not really, not by and large, you're asking your pitching staff to basically be perfect in a game like this when you're only producing two runs. I still, though, if you'd have given me a lead going into this game, if you'd have said, hey, Ole Miss is going to have a lead going into the bottom of the seventh, one run lead, I would have told you they win the game. And they threw their two best bullpen arms, and it just didn't work. And I know people don't like this part of it. I had a guy in my mentions saying, well, Bianco blew another one. There's so many opportunities for criticism that are legitimate. In this case, when you've got a lead and you go to Calhoun and you go to Hooks and you lose the game, I just don't think that you can sit here and be like, oh, Bianco blew it. That's not the criticism that I think is warranted in this case. Your two best bullpen arms just did not deliver last night. Calhoun in particular, those two walks were just an absolute backbreaker. And that's a guy that in that situation you trust to not be like, to not do that, not put himself in that kind of situation. And he did. And then Walker Hooks, another guy that, especially in that ballpark, that's a little bit more pitcher friendly, a guy that you really trust to be a lockdown type closer. And he was not that. He gave up the 3-run home run, which really put that game out of reach for Ole Miss. And that just is, it's a really good North Carolina team. It's a really good lineup. And it just wasn't any of the pitcher's nights. And that's not necessarily fair to Rabe, because my gosh, he's been awesome lately. And he was awesome last night, his first College World Series start. And that was his bad game. And he gave up one run on 5 2/3. I mean, he's just been spectacular, but it just wasn't their night on the mound. And like I said a second ago, if you'd have given me a lead in the seventh and you're going to Hudson and Hooks, as our radio audience likes to call them, I would have told you they're winning the game, and they just didn't. The real loser in this is the bats. Now, again, to an elite arm, an elite reliever for North Carolina. So that's part of it too. But this offense at times this year has really disappeared, and that happened, unfortunately, for them last night. It's the College World Series. You're facing a really high quality baseball team, and it just didn't work last night. I do think, though, that this team has an opportunity to come out of this loser's bracket and still make some noise. I don't think this ends their College World Series. I thought Uttermark had a couple of good quotes last night about how they're not done yet. It seemed like he had the right mentality. You hope that manifests throughout the entire team as well. But considering the time off that they get, you know, they don't play every day. That really helps, I think, when you've got a pitching staff that is very good, albeit thin when it comes to dependable relievers. I mean, you can definitely pitch Calhoun again. I certainly think that Hooks can go. Ideally, you don't have to throw either one of them on Sunday. Elliott can get you into the seventh, and then you can go to, you know, Robertson or somebody and not have to worry about throwing either one of these guys. But the breaks help a little bit, and you most certainly can go to Hudson again. He only threw 17 pitches last night. So that is, I think, beneficial to Ole Miss here. But they've got the pitching. And the time off helps rest some of these guys. And I think they still have a chance. I don't think this is over yet. We'll see tomorrow. But I am not out on their prospect of still making a run here, stacking some wins, possibly getting into the championship series. North Carolina really good. West Virginia good. Hell, Troy, despite being kind of the scrappy underdog, that's a good ball club too. But so is Ole Miss. And, I mean, as long as they don't see DeCaro again, I think they have an opportunity here. And I think they pitch it well enough. And I mean, Townsend should be really good and rested if they get to a third game here to possibly extend and be sharp after some pretty extended time off for him lately. So, you know, tough night, unfortunate, had some opportunities, couldn't capitalize, had your best arms on the mound, couldn't capitalize. But I don't think it's quite over yet for this team. We'll see. So I hope all that made sense. I appreciate you guys being here. We'll be back to the normal routine on Sunday. We won't go live immediately after the game. Sunday we will wait till the usual 9 o'clock, give us time to get home, and we'll be back to our normal routine starting Sunday, back to work. Vacation over, all that stuff. But I appreciate you guys. Thank you for being here. Tough night last night, but all in all, I don't think they're done yet. Unfortunately, now that I've said that, sorry, they're about to lose 15-0 and go home because that's how my predictions go. Sorry about that, but that's on me. Anyway, I'll see you guys on Sunday. Really appreciate you being here and enjoy your trip to Omaha because it looks like all of you are there. So have fun, and I'll see you on Sunday.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.